Happy Motivation Monday, Kings and Queens. Welcome back to FM Sounds, my Motivation Monday podcast, where I love to motivate you, inspire you, to get you to think more, to think outside the box, and to realize that there really is no box except for the one that we build for ourselves. What I want to talk to you about today, Kings and Queens, is what keeps you going? What's your why? If you're a business owner, what makes you open up your business every single day? If you work a 9-to-5 job, what keeps you going? If it's just to pay the bills, you know what? It's never too late to build the life you desire so that you don't dread going to work. It's not too late, Kings and Queens, as long as you're still breathing. What are your gifts worth? Just think about it for a minute. Think about it. What do you love? What do you enjoy when it comes to just living every day? Do more of that. Turn that into your career. Turn that into your business. I have to think and ask myself, like, what do I love? Yes, I'm an entrepreneur and I love being in the health and wellness industry. I love it. That's what keeps me going. And you know what? What I'm learning is that a lot of us are in a transition phase right now. Yes, a lot of us are in our lives when it comes to where we work, when it comes to our career, when it comes to maybe our situation at home, you know, when it comes to our health. I'm just learning this, that a lot of us are in a transition period right now. And you know what, Kings and Queens, it's okay. It is perfectly okay. I even noticed that with myself because I still work a 9-to-5 and I am in a transition phase and I am loving it because I am stepping out of my comfort zone more with my thoughts. And that's where it starts. It starts in our mind. Knowing that I have an expiration date. That just hit me. I have an expiration date. And there are things that I need to do before that date comes. And I'm no longer here. I am getting chills. Yes, you have an expiration date as well, Kings and Queens. And I don't want to shed too much light on that. But it's a fact. And there is so much inside of us that needs to be let out to bless others before that expiration date comes. So when I say, what's your why? What keeps you going? You may need to tweak it. You may need to tweak it because I'm in the process of tweaking my whys in every area of my life. When I think about me having an expiration date, I gotta push harder. I have to walk into boldness more, you know? But we got this. And like I was saying, a lot of us, I'm learning, are in a transition phase. We're working on our dreams. We're manifesting, you know? We feel our atmosphere shifting, but we're not all the way there yet. And it gets frustrating, right? It is so frustrating. And you may be like, what am I doing wrong? Or why is this person excelling and I'm not? Just stay in your lane, sis. Stay in your lane, bro. It's coming. It's coming. But what we have to do is we have to be patient. We have to be patient and we have to be ready. We really do. Because when it comes, boom, it's going to hit. We need to be ready. It's hard. I know it's hard. Trust me. But try your hardest to redefine your why or tweak your why so that you can keep going while it's hard, while things are difficult. And please redefine your why, especially if you feel like giving up in any area of your life. Redefine your why so that you'll be assured that you're at the right place at the right time. You'll be reassured, you know, I'm going hard because this is my why, and I'll lose sleep over this, you know. I'll go the extra step over this, you know. I'll invest over this, you know. And another thing that I'm learning is that you'll go through the unknown and you may be like, what? Why am I here? This is unfamiliar. You know, this space that I'm in my mindset, where I'm at emotionally, where I'm at as a person, you know, you see the growth, but at the same time, it's just unfamiliar. And you may really, really wonder what's going on. It's a part of your process. I promise you, it's a part of your process. If you're doing everything that it is that you need to do, if you know your why, if you're seeking guidance, if you're manifesting, if you're praying, if you're speaking your affirmations, if you're protecting your peace, if you're stretching yourself when it comes to growing and knowledge, if you're really putting in the work, if you're doing the inner work where you really have to work on yourself, that grit, the stuff that people don't see, the inner work where we deal with ourselves emotionally, where we deal with ourselves mentally. If you're doing all of that, I know it's a lot and I know every day is different. Trust me, okay? I promise you, every day is different. But if you're working towards something when it comes to all of what I mentioned, you're gonna be like, okay, this is unfamiliar territory. What's going on? You know what? Make bold moves anyway. You are worth the risk and it's all worth it because of your why. So when you're in that unfamiliar territory, kings and queens, don't stop. You may need to pause, okay? Because there are times where I need to pause and it's real. You may need to pause and only you and your body knows when and why you need to do that. But don't give up. Push through whatever pain it is that you're dealing with mentally, physically. Push through. We can't give up. We can't. And we cannot take the easy way out because our why is worth so much more. Our gifts are going to get us everything that we need and everything that we desire. You are unique. You are so special. And our gifts, that's what the world needs. That's what the world needs. So you know what? You may be in the season of rebuilding and that's perfectly okay because sometimes we have to take a step back and realize that we're in the season of rebuilding so that we can attack everything better. And I mean that. I mean that, kings and queens. You may be in the season of rebuilding so that you can attack everything better and you will receive everything that is meant for you. What's meant for you will not miss you. What's meant for me will not miss me. Thank you all, as always, for vibing with me. I appreciate you. I truly, truly do appreciate you, kings and queens. Do me a favor and share this podcast with 5 to 10 people. Just take 30 minutes. Take 30 seconds and share this with 5 to 10 people that you want to enlighten on today. And let's keep this positivity going. Let's keep these positive vibrations going. And as always, kings and queens, I'll see you all at the top because the bottom is way too full. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you all next Monday.
What's going on, Ms. Fern? Absolutely phenomenal podcast. They just keep getting better with time. Absolutely phenomenal message. My one takeaway that I could say the whole thing: make bold moves anyway. So powerful. Even if you don't feel like doing something, you know, like you were saying, that everybody has a clock. And it keeps on ticking, it's gonna go, and everybody has an expiration date. But at the same time, you can't worry about that. You gotta live in your hash mark and make things happen while you're here. So that was definitely powerful. And hope everybody received that message because it is so true. So true. Can't wait till next Monday podcast. And like always, have a great one.